Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Back on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Our friends at MTE are the primary sponsor and organizer of the 23rd annual Earth Day celebration. It's going to come up on Saturday, April 20th, so a week from this Saturday, 10 a.m. until 2 on the square in Murfreesboro. They're going to have organic products, live music. You're going to have the Kid Zone. The kiddos are going to enjoy those hands-on games and activities. Free food. Yeah, don't want to miss Earth Day, right? Earth Day on the square, 10 to 2, April 20th. More information online at rcearthday.com. Time to talk about the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties. And I guess we could say et cetera, because there are lots of other counties now added into that. But
there are.
Lucy Birchfield joins us today from the United Way. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Hope you are.
I'm well. I'm excited.
Yeah, lots of things going on. And, you know, the winds of change have been blowing around the United Way. But I know that last time you were on last month, there was an inkling of where things were going. And I think Kristen was announced maybe that afternoon or the next day as the new CEO. And, you know, if there's going to be change, at least you have a known commodity in Kristen, right?
That's absolutely right. Kristen Swan is our new CEO and president, and we are thrilled about that. She has been with United Way for almost 10 years. So she has been a real important part of how it got to where it is today and all the growth and expansion and the impact that it's having in our community. So for her to take over the helm from Megan upon her departure is just, to me, perfect. And it is very exciting for the future and for the growth, because yes, we're growing and adding the services that we provide here in our community. But as you referenced, we're also growing geographically,
right?
And adding these additional counties. So it's just a lot of excitement. And really, the most exciting thing is the impact. You know, we're going to be able to do more for more folks. So we're excited.
Well, you know, before Megan, there was, you know, quite a bit of turnover at, you know, at the head position there of the United Way for a while. And she brought some stability. And now having Kristen come in and Kristen being there alongside, you know, that there's no learning curve here, really.
No, there isn't. There is not a learning curve. And it does bring that continued stability. The board knows her. The community knows her. The agencies know her. The donors know her. The staff knows her. So there's stability and there's confidence in her ability. Yeah. So we're excited.
Well, I know that. You know, and there's a new leader that comes in, a new boss or whatnot. If you don't know that person, there's always, well, what's going to be? But you all have worked so closely with Kristen and she with you all as well, all the staff and with the board and the community. It just makes that transition so much easier. And I guess maybe that's why the board kind of leaned that way too, huh?
It really has. But I will say so we had 27 applicants.
Wow.
For that position from all over the area, from all over the state, and from out of state. We had several out of state applications, and they narrowed it down to 7, and then they narrowed it down to 4. As Don Clayton, our board chair, likes to say, they narrowed it down to 7 great people, and then they narrowed it down to 4 really good people who they talked to multiple times and brought down, and then they narrowed it down to 2 fantastic people. And then they found the perfect person. And so she was known, but she certainly earned her.
Sure.
She certainly earned it. She had a lot of competition. And at the end of the day, she was still the right choice. So.
Well, that's great. I know that she's probably being pulled in a lot of different directions right about now, too, huh?
She is. But she's handling it well. Handling it well.
So the position that she had, is there a search for someone for that?
So that hasn't started yet. This is technically just her second week on the job, officially, I think. So we're going to take a little bit of time with that. That's a really, really critical position. Mm-hmm. She was the vice president of community impact. So all the agency work, all of the grants that we receive and run those programs, just a lot of important momentum and vision there. So she'll have to find the right person to do it. And that'll be her first big hire.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that taking the time with that is always the right choice. Now, you had mentioned all of these other counties, and when I said United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties, et cetera, kind of refresh our memory about that, because this has been a fairly recent thing as well.
So right now we are Rutherford, Cannon, Bedford, and Lincoln. And then probably maybe by the next time or two we're here, we'll announce another expansion into three more counties, which would bring us to seven. We'll be the United Way of seven counties. And that's just a testament to, I think, what has been built here and the ability that this United Way has to run effective programs that actually make impact and change in their mm-hmm. communities. And we are looking forward to joining forces with all of those counties to really make sure we are elevating their communities so that they can be thriving.
Well, I know that we had talked about, and I guess you have to wait to see how many counties are part of this, but a name change is inevitable at this point.
We are still in that process. You'd be surprised all the people who get a voice at that table when you come to a name change with the United Way. So we are, I don't even know what iteration we are on of a suggested name. So hopefully, again, sooner than later, I think we'll have one by May.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's the hope that we'll have a new name.
So lots of things going, lots of new things.
It is. It's good times. It's, you know, ups and downs, and sometimes frustrating when you are up against things that are out of your control, like sure. a name. But we know we'll end up with a good one. And at the end of the day, I think Dr. Gloria Bonner said this in one of our meetings, and it was so funny, but perfect. She said, it really doesn't matter what the name of the band is, as long as they play good music. Mm. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what our name is going to end up being. We're going to still provide quality work for our community.
Most certainly. So looking forward to finding out what direction that may be going in. And probably no one wants to see how the food is cooked here, but so many hands in the pot, right?
That's right.
with that particular deal. So Lucy Birchfield joining us with the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties. And remind our listeners what your position is at the United Way and what you do.
So I'm Vice President of Development and Engagement. And so my primary role is to work with our donor base, work with our community supporters and sponsors and corporations that support us, and make sure we have the community's input and support to do the work that we do, and then to make sure that they're well taken care of as our donors and they know how grateful we are. And then in my department is also all the events. So we have a new director of workplace and annual giving, Donita Robertson. I think she's maybe been on here before with Kara before she left. And she's been fantastic. And we're about to fill the role of Kara. And we're down to two, interviewing the last one today. And so hopefully we'll be able to fill that role for our volunteer and engagement position. So that's my little department. We kind of handle that side of the house, the resource development and the events and the volunteers. And so that's what I spend my time doing.
And when there are not people in those positions, I'm sure you get all of the other things.
I do. Yeah. But it's okay.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
That's nonprofit. So. I think that's anywhere.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to talk about a few events. And something that just popped into my head here, too, is VITA. I'm sure mm-hmm. that's wrapping up. And since tax day is, what, Monday?
It is. I know Debbie's been working her team to the bone. They have done, I don't want to quote, I guess I am since I'm here live on the radio, but so don't
approximately,
yeah,
right?
Approximately. I know we've done well over a thousand returns, and I think the number is up to 1.4 million in returns. And you know, this is money that otherwise would not be in the hands of these folks in our community, so they're going to use that however they need in our economy. And it's just a staggering number. You know, what's so great about VITA is there is no fee. There's no questions. You have quality, qualified tax preparers that are going to help you. Mm-hmm. And it's just really neat to watch. So we'll obviously be trying to grow that year over year. We're going to have a bigger year this year than we had last year and be looking to do that next year. But yeah, VADA is wrapping up, but you can go to our website. I think there are still a handful of appointments and you can always try to be a walk up, but, the best route is an appointment, but you can still go to our website and, see if there's any near you.
I heard someone mentioning, it may have been on this station, I can't remember, but they were talking about free tax preparation and said, well, isn't tax preparation always free? Well, yeah, if you're a number cruncher, you could do it yourself.
Yes.
But if not, then you have to pay someone generally to do those tax returns. And there are businesses, their model is built on, well, we'll give you your money up front. Well, they're taking a fee as well.
Absolutely.
And so
those are dangerous.
That's a lot of the money that you're talking about that stays in the community through VITA.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're trying to help folks not go to those predatory places because they are going to pay and they could get themselves into a worse financial situation, actually. So yeah, our goal is that they get all of their money and that they do it in a safe way that provides them the money they've earned.
Sure.
To be back in their pocket.
Well, Lucy Birchfield with us with the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties, and you've got some events to talk about. Why don't we hit Reading Day coming up?
So Reading Day will be in May. I can't read my handwriting. I think that says 16th. And that is, so, you know, we have our days of action. I know Kara always used to come and talk about our days of action. So prior to COVID, this is how we did it. We went into the schools, and that's what we're going back to. During COVID, we did Stop the Summer Slide, where we collected books, mm-hmm. And then gave those to the schools to give out to students. So we're going to take it back. We got a lot of feedback from some of our volunteers that they missed more of the hands-on volunteer experiences, some of those that had kind of gone away during COVID. So we'll be partnering with Rutherford County Schools and Murfreesboro City Schools and Read to Succeed and Boys and Girls Club, and we will be gathering volunteers. Atmos is our presenting sponsor for Reading Day, and we will be going to as many schools as we have volunteers for to read in the after school programs, and then Read to Succeed. Jolene said she couldn't be here today. She was going to come with me, but she had a prior engagement. But they will be providing the books, so we'll be able to also give books to the students that we read to that day. So we're really looking forward to it, and you'll be able to sign up for that soon.
I did check. It is the 16th. So
thank you.
Yes, it's you can go to your local UW.org and tap on events, and you can find all the upcoming events and links to those as well. So, and another that I see here is Red, White, and Bayou, and it's coming up even sooner than Reading Day.
Oh, yeah. Red, White, and Bayou is right around the corner. It's going to be May 3rd at Saddlewoods Farm. It's going to be chaired by Tab and Lane Talbot. And we're excited. This is a longstanding event in town, and everyone loves it, and it's just a good opportunity for everyone to come have a good time, eat some great food, maybe bid on a really cool auction item, and do it all for the community. So we're looking forward to it. It's just always a really good time. And again, as you said, you can go to the website to get tickets for that. And then
will you sell tickets right up until the mm-hmm. event? Okay, very good.
There'll be a cutoff, but it's pretty close.
Okay.
Pretty close to
good
it.
To know.
A new one that we're doing, or it's not new, but Women United, which is sponsored by Pinnacle, they're going to host a private screening of a documentary, The Right to Read. And thank you to Center for the Arts, because they are hosting us that evening. And that's a free event. And I haven't seen it yet, but I know that it's a documentary just that talks about that fundamental right that we all have to read, and the challenges that folks in our community, in our country, face just being able to get that basic right of being taught to read and supported. And so we're excited to do that, and we hope as many folks come. We want to share that with as many people as possible, because like I say, it's a really getting a lot of traction, but it's not being publicly screened. So yeah. It's a private screening, and so we really hope we can get everyone, as many as we can, to sign up and come watch that. There'll be a dinner option. You can pay to get dinner, or you can come and not worry about dinner, and then we'll have popcorn and candy, of course.
It's a movie. It's a screening.
It's a movie, complimentary. So we're excited to do that and get that out to the folks that care about that issue.
Well, it's been fun. Lots of things to talk about. Lucy, thanks for coming in today.
Yes, thanks for having me, as always.
Lucy Birchfield with the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties, your local UW.org. A lot of information on their website, so be sure to check it out. And don't forget Red, White, and Bayou coming up on May the 3rd. Information is on the website about that. Have a great day out there, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you back here next time for another edition of Rutherford Issues.